because I'm not 100% sure what it is that you are describing, sir. Because if I like you being like, "Oh, your state has something dumb in the news," it's like, "Well, yeah," and the fucking sky is blue unless it's overcast.
Now this was from April 2nd, so I'm fairly sure this is not a April Fool's joke. All right.
Okay. What did?
Let me make sure I have a second source on this, because this is from the BBC. Here's March 31st. This is looking real. It's one of those things that I have to go back and double check, you know?
Of course.
And there's multiple news agencies reporting on this. But the one I saw from Reddit was the BBC. All right, I'm just going to drop this link in and let you look.
Okay. Do, 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 do. Oh my god.
You see now why I was like double, triple checking myself to make sure this is real. Tennessee passes chemtrail bill banning airborne chemicals.
Oh god.
I was expecting yelling, not just utter defeat.
I'm just... Chemtrails are one of those things that I just, like, throw my hands up at. Like, there's no winning on chemtrails, because people can see something, and they're unable or unwilling to understand what a contrail is, mm-hmm. and why they form, and how. And it's like, that's what they want you to believe. I cannot. That's a lie. I can believe this.
You're welcome.
I
was waiting for you to dig deeper into this.
Several witnesses who testified before the Tennessee legislators cited debunked conspiracy theories or speculated about secret government geoengineering programs, according to Scott Bambury, conservation director of the state's branch of the Sierra Club, an environmental organization. Their claims are troubling. As a serious environmental organization, if what was in the bill was actually going on, we would be calling for a stop to it. It's not happening. Yeah, of course it's not. Oh, and you go down a little farther. Protection for Bigfoot.
You see why whenever I read this, I'm still not unconvinced this is not some elaborate April Fool's, you know?
Yeah. In a joking response, John Ray Clemens, a Democrat from Nashville, introduced an amendment that would protect fictional beasts. This amendment would make sure that we protect Yeti, Sasquatch, or Bigfoot from whatever this conspiracy is that we're passing in the legislation, he said during debate.
Yeah, see,
this legislation is not to be taken seriously.
I respect him.
This is unfortunately nothing new, he says. There's a lot of things we could be doing to reduce living costs for our working families, but instead we're wasting time with this. Correct. We cannot change what people believe. No, that's not true. It's a lot of hard work sometimes to change what people believe, but if you provide education and treat people well, then they can be swayed to believe you, and in this case, the truth. We can only present information and let them make up their own minds. No. Fuck that.
That's that fallacy of present both sides and let people figure it out, because... Yeah, you're just giving marginalized bullshit ideas a big stage to get dumb people on board.
Yep. I watched a YouTube video the other day about the tolerance paradox, which is that for a society to be tolerant, it has to be intolerant towards intolerance. Which, like, is this weird way to say it, but it's like, if we tolerate everything, then the intolerant people will come in and eventually gain enough power and influence to demolish the tolerant society. I don't know. It was interesting. It presented like a lot of philosophical ideas and arguments and for why like we shouldn't have like a totally tolerant society. And like, it's a concept that like we've kind of talked about. Like, I think we've talked about it before. Like, I know I've talked about it from time to time with people, and I've thought about it. Like, the idea of, you know, that weird sort of paradox, like to have a truly tolerant society, you can't be a totally tolerant society. But anyways, I'm off on a rabbit hole trying to make my brain feel better about this dumb shit. Thank you. But also, I hate you. I love you, but I hate you. In this moment, it'll pass.
Well, the dumb thing I saw from my state It's a positive news story, but the fact that it has to exist makes it a dumb thing. So I don't want to disparage saying what the headline is before saying that, because the fact that it has to be a thing, you know?
Yeah.
I think it was this... Now I can't remember if it was the U.S. Supreme Court or the state Supreme Court. Basically, I overturned the transgender high school sports ban. And the fact that there was a transgender high school sports ban, when many lawmakers, while they were putting it into place, said it would only affect a handful of individuals. Yeah. It doesn't compete against the chemtrails. I think any other week it would.
Yeah.
You know, it would be in the running, but no, you win with chemtrails.
Thank you. I will take my victory, my victorious piece of shit cake, and enjoy it.
Oh, you got it from Ubisoft? You better hurry up before they take it away.
Right. Yeah, I saw that. Even before like you posted the news story, I saw that that was a thing.
Yeah, let's just put it this way. My state's subreddit has over 200 comments on court overturns West Virginia trans sports ban, and things get rather spicy.
Yeah.
The fact that I bet a lot of people on this, their word suggest on their phones has a lot of like woke or stop woke biological, you know. Oh, right.
Yeah.
It's the same talking points over and over.
I'm looking at there. It's a looking at this week's articles and the Star Wars Outlaws thing, Ubisoft deleting stuff, Blizzard's tipping thing, and Baldur's Gate 3 getting the sweeping the BAFTA awards are all ones that I already knew about. Yeah, I feel special.
It was kind of a light week. Although a person adding microtransactions to Doom is hilarious.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that one. I also haven't read through it right here yet.
Basically, from what I recall, it is playing through like the shareware version, but every time you try to pick up an item, it shows you a QR code to take you to the screen, or take you to buy that version of Doom.
Anytime you pick up an item, the game freezes until you make a payment.
Yes. Good thing you don't pick up a lot of items for Doom.
Right? I'm watching the little short video. DuPont solution was created for the Boston stupid shit nobody needs and terrible ideas hackathon. That's cute. I like that.
But you know, somewhere there's an executive looking at this and like, hey!
We should do this. All right. Any of the news articles that you feel strongly towards?
I'm in two minds about the tipping one. Mostly because for major corporations, fuck no. But for indie devs, I don't mind. Whenever they have like the tip DLC, you know?
Yeah. I also don't mind.
So I think devs. That could prompt some interesting discussion.
Okay.
But we both know where it's going to go.
Absolutely.
If that goes off.
Yeah. Big companies want to try to get extra money out of you somehow.
Yeah, because $120 versions of the game isn't enough already.
Not enough money. Definitely not. Okay, I was thinking about that one too. I don't know about the Star Wars Outlaws one, because on the one hand, like I had that reaction of like, oh neat, basically a type of Star Wars game that the player base has been asking for a long time, and of course they're doing this. Like, I didn't expect them to not, but it still is, like, deflating to see, and I'm like, well, guess I'm not buying that now.
Well, it's also a Ubisoft game, so, even if you bought it, you wouldn't be able to hold on to it.
That's true.
Yes, that's going to be the joke this week.
Might as well put that news article in, then. Boop. Wait, nope, that's the wrong place.
Which I did get to watch a good chunk of the Stop Killing Games video. So, this move actually makes a little bit more sense, you know?
Yeah.
But still, it feels like it's burning bridges, you know? But that's, yeah, like, Ubisoft's second favorite thing next to climbable towers.
And sex crimes.
Well, like that doesn't even make the list. It's just a default.
That's true. That's true. Sex crimes are assumed, and then these are the top things after sex crimes. Mm-hmm. And then we've got the one from Community Corner. I don't know. The Baldur's Gate 3 one seems worth saving and talking about when that makes it on the Game Club list officially.
Oh, wait, we're going to have Baldur's Gate as a Game Club game?
Spoiler alert for the Craig recording for the Franken content. Although, like, anybody who even halfway listens to the show, like, knows that we are going to do that.
Yeah, I would say a good month would be, like, July. That's our next 5-week month.
Works for me.
But we do need to have a choosing fairly soon, because I think Endless Space is our last one.
Yeah. We've got 2 weeks to have a choosing. So
I got 2 weeks to actually get past the tutorial. And so far, it's not looking good.
It's okay, buddy. I can carry us on this one.
I mean, I'm trying.
Back and shoulder. It's okay. It happens sometimes. I can carry the team this time.
I mean, my eyes just kind of glaze over after a while.
All right. Do you have any other article that you want to talk about?
Not particularly.
Okay.
What about you?
No, not particularly. So we've got 3 articles in total. One of them, the Game Club. And then games we played, which I've got 1 game.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. Like, it's a weird kind of amalgamation. But I've got 1 thing, you've got 1 thing.
Mm-hmm.
Story time?
I mean, I do have 2 backup games that I still haven't talked about. But, yeah.
Okay. So I got 2 stories. One of them I mentioned to you, and the other one I haven't said anything about that I found out yesterday.
Oh, no.
One of them is... one of them is comical, the one about drugs, and the other one is a little bit darker, I guess.
Ooh, but, excellent.
Yeah. I guess, do you want to start with the darker one or the silly drugs one?
Yeah, let's start with the dark, and then have, you know, road drugs.
Yes, side of the road drugs. So, okay. So I've talked about this person to you numerous times. She is my former clinic director, the one who was very volatile, seemed like she was bipolar, very, like, aggressive, but also would, like, cry a lot. She yelled at me in the hall in front of patients one day, and then I had a big argument with her about how she absolutely could not speak to me that way, and, like, all of that jazz. Like, I've talked to her or talked about her multiple times over the years, but, you know, she's not worked there for almost 2 years now. So aside from a little smidgen here or there where I've mentioned something to you, she hasn't come up in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, she's got 2 months to live.
Dude.
So she's, I don't have any kind of relationship with her. I don't talk to her. But a couple of the people that I work with have kept up with her. And, I mean, they're not, like, besties, but they, you know, talk sometimes and are friends on Facebook and all that jazz. So apparently, right around the time she was getting ready to leave, right around the time she was leaving us, was, I think, when the timeline started on this. She's got brain cancer. Brain tumors.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's plural, brain tumors. But right around the time that she was going, or she was leaving from us, leaving from our clinic, she started complaining of these, like, really massive headaches that she had.
That's not a good sign.
No. And it's, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Like, I'm not sure that if I start having headaches, I would like rush to the doctor and think it was brain tumors. So,
well, now I would.
Well, yeah, but you know, that was one of the things that
it's sinuses. That'll be $5,000.
Yes, but that was one of the things that we said was like, listen, you've not gone to the doctor for a lot of issues that you've had. You're not getting this thing you've mentioned checked out. You're not getting that thing you mentioned checked out. Like, just go see a regular doctor. Talk to him through all this stuff. Like, nobody thought that it was going to be brain tumors, but we, you know, in the back of our minds, we're like, you've got bipolar. You, like, go see somebody and get some medication. You know, but she left. She started her new job, moved on with her life, whatever. And apparently her symptoms have just gotten worse and worse and worse. And finally, in October or November of last year, she went to the doctor for the first time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that might be a possibility. Do some tests, do, you know, an MRI, you know, all these other things. And it was discovered, you know, came back like, yes, you do have brain tumors, and it's pretty bad. We'll see if they respond to, you know, treatment. But if they don't, like, you're in a position where this is inoperable. And, like, this has all been referred to me secondhand. So, you know.
Or have they tried turning the tumors on one another like Deadpool?
Have they tried praying about it really hard?
Hey, Deadpool at least makes more sense.
That's true. And it's just as plausible. But anyways, so apparently they didn't respond to, you know, chemo or radiation or, you know, one of the types of cancer treatment. Like, they didn't respond. And so she found out on Friday that they were like, yeah, they're not responding. I mean, these are inoperable. You've got 2 months to live. Make the most of your time. And so,
and on the plus side, yeah, don't need that medication now.
Yeah. So, you know, yesterday, like, I walk in and, you know, make a coffee in the morning and getting ready for my day. And Sarah walks in and is like, she's talking to Anita, and they're like, they're talking about it. And she walks in and she's like, 2 months. Damn, that's rough. And I, you know, still making coffee. And then she looks up and she's like, did you hear? And I'm like, I heard what you just said, but, like, are you, like, did something happen? She's like, yeah. And then, like, you know, she told me basically what I just told you, that, you know, all this stuff has been going on and they've just kind of been keeping up a little bit. And then she found out on Friday and, you know, was telling people.
What a bummer way to start the weekend.
Yeah. And they were like, you know, that's awful. And I mean, on the one hand, like, it is awful. But on the other hand, like, even before brain tumors, she was not, like, a very nice person or a very good person, and she was bad at her job. And, like, I never wished that she would die, you know? But I'm also not sad that she's not going to be around anymore. Like, it's one of those things, like, there's just, like, a little bit of schadenfreude of, like, you know what? Like, she was a bad person, and she was not good at her job, and she was not a good counselor. And there's one less person that can vote for all the R's, you know? So,
I mean, I wasn't going to go that far, but I'm not one of these people that's like, oh, you can't speak ill of the dead. No, it was a douchebag.
Yeah, she sucked. And I'm not, like, sad that she's going to die.
Yeah, there was a kid I knew growing up. He was, I would say, like, 4 or 5 years younger than me. Yeah, I was in late middle school, and he was in late elementary going into middle school when I lived around there. And, you know, since then I moved. And I found out, like, his senior year, he was out drinking and crashed his truck and went through the windshield. You know, then pretty much, you know, died on the scene.
Yeah.
And everybody talking about how, you know, he was such a caring and a nice person. No, he was a douchebag for as long as I knew him. I'm not going to, try to sugarcoat it. I mean, I'm not going to walk up to his mom and say, yeah, your kid was a douche, but also I'm not going to, you know, pretend that he wasn't.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm not, you know, I don't tell people like, oh no, you should like be sad that they're gone and love them and forgive them or whatever. Like, no, like people can suck and it's okay to not feel sad when someone is gone. So, I mean, I feel, you know, a little bad for like, she had a kid, she was married. I don't know what any of those relationships were like. It's like, oh man, like, you know, I'm sure there's some complicated and probably not great feelings going on there, but like,
oh, now, well, now it's cancerous.
Hi-yo. But like her, what
can I say? I have a dark sense of humor.
Right. But like her, you know, herself, I'm like, eh, I don't care. I'm not bothered. Like, I'm not like, you know, yelling, shouting from the rooftops about that. Like, I'm not like telling everyone in my office, like, yeah, I don't give a shit that she's gonna die. Cause, you know,
everybody does.
I want to maintain a positive working relationship with my coworkers as much as I can. They probably wouldn't like that, but you're right.
Although, hey, look at it this way. It would get you away from Sarah.
Yeah. Speaking of which, so Sarah has a history of stopping and picking things up on the side of the road. And sometimes she gets some wins. She's found, that, like, we've got it's like a vintage looking, like it's fake vintage, but, record player / CD player / cassette deck / radio / Bluetooth enabled, like boombox kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's honestly pretty nifty. I'm sure that someone who bought that paid a few $100s for it, and she just found it on the side of the road. Picked it up, brought it in to the office. Works. The only thing that doesn't work on it is the CD player is like jammed up. It's got like a six disc changer that doesn't work. We speculate that's why it was tossed.
Mm-hmm.
But she's also told about finds where she's found like really good furniture that people have thrown out, or has found what was the thing she was talking about? Like a jewelry cabinet thing. She used like a name that I can't remember. It was like a fancy sounding name, but it's like jewelry cabinet. That's how she described it. But then she's also had like some losses where she picked up like a blanket that was full of bugs and it, like, they like infested her car for a minute.
I'm sorry, but that's hilarious.
Yep.
I take it back. I'm not sorry.
She picked up a like a mannequin thing that like just left this awful smell in her car for a while. She stopped because she thought she saw a dead body, and that was like full of some kind of like foam that was all like wet and moldy. She didn't put that in her car, but she's like, you know, I put my hand in it and it was gross. Like, why'd you put your hand in it? She's like, I don't know. I just want to see what it felt like. She's the person that in the movie, like where they go to the alien planet, would like take her helmet off and lick the thing. She would be patient zero with the alien infestation or whatever.
Are we sure that she hasn't visited like any wet markets in China?
Maybe. That joke was made. It's like, well, we know why you keep catching COVID.
Yeah. Stop eating bat meat.
Stop licking things you find on the side of the road.
And stop fucking them.
But so you can decide if this is a win or a loss, I suppose. She stopped this morning and got what she thought was just like a wallet. Like it was just like a big round thing. Could have been like a coin purse or a, you know, just like a sort of a stylized like lady's wallet is what it looked like. And you know, she thought it was a wallet. She's like, oh, you know, somebody's ID, give them their stuff back. If there's any cash in there, you know, finder's fee. Like, and that's how she described it. And honestly, I don't blame her. Like, if I saw somebody's wallet on the side of the road, I would be tempted. But anyways, so, you know, she just, like, brought it into work. She didn't open it until she got to work. And then she does open it, and it is full of drugs. Like, when I say full of, like, I sent the picture to you. Like, when I say full of drugs, there are, like, two tubes that have, like, some kind of, like, powder in them, which... Like, yeah, right? Two tubes which have some kind of power in it. Like, multiple, like, baggies of various types of powder. Like, in the picture I sent you, it's just, like, a whole bunch of white powders, but mm-hmm. there were different consistencies. So either they were, like, the same drug, like, ground up or crushed up different, sort of in different ways, or they were more likely, like, we think they were different drugs altogether. And then when the cop did show up, which, you know, we'll get there, but when the cop did show up and was, like, going through all of it, there was also, like, a tube of some kind of liquid that we don't know what that was. So, like, we're talking, like, probably, like, the estimate that was given to us both by a couple of clients that I asked who would know, and the cop himself, was, like, probably $10,000 street value of drugs. It just... in our office. And when Sarah opened the bag, it, like, freaked her out, and so she dropped it on the floor along with, like, a piece of mail she was holding, and then she, like, kind of scooted it all together in a little pile. But there was just, like, a bag of drugs, or a wallet full of drugs, laying in the floor in the middle of our office this morning for, like, an hour, because the cops didn't show up when she first called. Like, it took them an hour to get there. So I like, all of this happened, right? She opened it up, she was startled, she dropped it before I get there. And I walk in this morning, and she's like, I was gonna have Jared open it when he got here. Jared will open anything. Jared, which is true. I don't give a shit. I'll touch anything. Which I would be the next person on the movie to die, I think. But anyways.
But you'd be cursing patient zero.
I would be. But so that was the drugs, and we talked about the drugs quite a bit today. Quite a bit. Just because it was hilarious that there was a bag of drugs. And, like, we were able to identify fentanyl, meth, like crystal meth. Someone suggested that one of the powders was cocaine, and that feels too obvious, but, like, maybe, you know, huge bag of drugs. And then...
You know, there's somewhere a person's like, where the fuck is my wallet of drugs?
Yeah, absolutely. Then someone suggested that one of the bags had heroin in it. Nobody knew what the liquid was.
And here, then, Sarah, drink this. What's the worst that could happen? You get tumors?
And then there was Suboxone, which Suboxone is actually used in small quantities to help treat drug addiction. But if you take it in large quantities, it's a synthetic opioid. So, you know, it'll get you high. It'll make you feel good and chill. So that was at 8, between, you know, until 9 o'clock this morning, when the police came and picked up the bag of drugs. And the cop was like, whenever Sarah told the story to him of how the drugs wound up on our floor to be the way that they are, he just sort of, like, rubs his temples and he goes,
why?
Yeah, he's like, why? She's like, I'm hunting treasures. He's like, well, in a way, you found a treasure today. And then that was when he was like, started looking at it. And he was like, you got probably $10,000 worth of drugs here.
I'm just thinking of the meme. Why are you the way that you are?
Yeah. And then he bags it up. He's got his, like, little quick test kit, and he tests a couple of them. And, like, the one that we were like, oh yeah, that's meth. It was meth. And, you know, the one that, because we've got three nurses and one nursing student that are all standing there, like, you know, I think this is that, and this is this, you know, and that's the other thing. So they were right about several of the things that he could test for on his quick test kit. But then he gave her a lecture. He's like, you could be, if you got pulled over with this in your car, you'd definitely be arrested. And he's like, technically, I could arrest you now. Because, like, you were in possession of it. Like, you went through this, like, weird, like, your fingerprints are on it. Like, it was in your possession. You manipulated it. He's like, I'm not going to, but I could. She's like, well, I'd like to say that I learned my lesson, but I didn't. I'm going to be out there looking for treasures again, then, you know, the next time I'm on the road.
Boy, you're dumb.
He just, like, again, he, like, rubs his temples, and you can see it. Like, this dude's probably been, like, working night shift. He's about to go home, and he's talking to, like, these dumb white, or this, like, dumb white bitch. It's like, oh, Jesus. So then he like picks up the evidence bag of drugs and is like, well, stay out of trouble, I guess. And then he just walks away. And of course, like, I mean, I told everybody, like, that I know, like, here's what I got up to today. Here's how my day started. And, you know, when I told Katie, like, because, you know, she worked here and knows, or worked there for a while, and knows Sarah, I was like, Sarah walked in or brought a huge bag of drugs to work today. And Katie's response was, did she pick it up off the side of the road? How did you know? She's got a problem. Sarah's got a problem. So, yeah.
Well, drugs definitely isn't her problem because, boy, did she find them.
Yeah. Huge bag of drugs. Nothing in there that I would want. You know, I could go for some weed, you know, some magic mushrooms, something like that. You know, I'm down for that, but...
Or you could always chug the liquid and see what happens.
Absolutely not. It was like a vial. Like a medical style, like glass, what are they called? Glass pipettes that had liquid in it. And we were like, we don't know what this is. And we're not going to, you know, obviously we're not going to mess with it. What does Google say? Now I'm curious. I didn't even think to Google this earlier because I got busy at work. It could. Okay. This is saying, are there any pictures? Are there any? Turns out there are a lot of narcotics that you can get in liquid form. There's no pictures. It's just a clear liquid.
How about taste? Have you tried tasting it? I know. What does it smell like? Does it smell like narcotics to you?
Absolutely. So yeah, that was story time today. I'm gonna spend any more time on that. We've got things to do.